The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to Saturday's Racing Podcast. My name is Jack Critchley and I'm delighted to be joined by James Millman. We're going to have a look through some of Saturday's races. But first, James, action in Punchestown yesterday and there was a good result for Nicky Henderson with Cup Final.
Yeah, nice win for him in the handicap. Very competitive stuff as usual for one of these festivals, these big handicaps and Cup Final. JP McManus owns, obviously be keen to get a winner at the big meeting. And he just prevailed by a short head from jury duty for Gordon Elliott. And Cup Final, he's probably been a little bit disappointing. Perhaps not fulfilled the potential of what he could do. But he's only 7 years old. Obviously, a son of Asia Mays, a very, very useful individual when she was in training. And you'd think he'd make a much better chaser as well. So the fact he won that off 1.37, he should be set for an exciting novice chase campaign if connections go that way next year. But very tough performance and probably nice to get an English winner in one of the handicap hurdles. It's not easy out there.
No, and conditions are not great at the moment. You can see the weather here in England, and it's not much better over in Ireland either. But One Track Mind won by 2.25 lengths in the Stayers hurdle.
Yeah, great performance for Rohan Greatrick's runner. Obviously, the race was severely weakened by Thistle Crack not appearing. And obviously, Vroom Vroom Mag, she goes for the champion hurdle today. So the race a lot easier than what it probably looked a week ago. But One Track Mind, obviously, same yards. Cole Harden won the Stayers at Cheltenham last year. He'd been a little bit disappointing this season, but this one took over and got the Grade 1 in the bag. Form-wise, it's probably pretty weak, to be honest, because Jenny's Jewel ran an absolute cracker to finish second, but she's only rated 137, and she's generally struggled against the very best mares, especially how Vroom Vroom Mags beat her very easily in recent starts. Obviously, the disappointment was Alpha Desabeau, who was very disappointing. He ran a cracker to be second to Thistle Crack in the Cheltenham Stayers hurdle, but you just wonder how much that took out of him, because like I say, on form, he should have won that quite cozily, and realistically the first two that beat him shouldn't have got near him. And you have a Cheltenham winner, Diamond King. He was probably a little bit below par as well. Perhaps he's better at 2.5. Didn't seem to see the trip back and forth, and if in doubt, just probably wasn't good enough for Philip Hobbs and Barry Geraghty. But overall, weak Grade 1 form, but Warren Greatrick's and Connections Won't Mind as One Track Mind gets off the mark at the highest level.
Absolutely, and only four of her rivals, but Duvan made fairly easy work of his race as well.
Yeah, it's been Duvan all season, isn't it, really? Very, very easy success for him. He is the only one, really, of those that have done all three meetings that have kept his level of form, which I think is pretty significant. Probably, he's actually not really been put under pressure, but all the other horses that have tried to do the three have bombed out pretty badly. Obviously, Q-Card, he disappointed. And it just shows you what a good horse Duvan is. Next year, we're going to see him against the very best, Duvan and Sprinter Sacra. It's going to be a cracking battle. Although, obviously, Sprinter Sacra is another year older, so he's unlikely to be his best. But Nicky's done a great job getting him back. And it'll be good to see Duvan put under some pressure. Because the Under Sir last year, he never got put under any pressure in the novice division. But up against his elders, he's just not been the same horse this year. So that'll be the only question mark, what it'll be like when or if he gets forced up to bridle. But he's a very, very decent individual. Size and John, the game changer. What we always see, they never ever get anywhere near him. But game changer got the battle for second place. But Duvan is just a very, very nice racehorse.
Yeah, and still only 6 years old as well. It's Guineas weekend, and we'll move on to the 2000 Guineas properly soon. But there's been 16 runners declared for Sunday's 1000 Guineas. It's a competitive field. Is there any particular runner that you've got your eye on?
I just think it's interesting to take each other on, Mining and Ballydoyle, for Aidan O'Brien, because both of them are pretty high-class individuals, although realistically, if you go back to the end of the season, Mining was so impressive when in the Group 1 Phillies Mile. I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. The Johnson team has seemed pretty confident about Luminaire, but I'm slightly concerned about the stamina for her, especially as we've had a little bit of rain, which we'll talk about later for the 2,000 guineas. But the ground is likely to be on the easy side at Newmarket this weekend. And Luminaire, stamina suspect. I think it's going to be even harder on that ground. I think Minding, she won't mind the ground at all. And short price, but I think she will be our winner of the 1,000 guineas. I think Aidan O'Brien's got a very strong hand with Ballydoyle and Minding together. And Nafra, John Gosden's runner, won the Nelgwyn, but just scraped home and realistically was well put in her place by Minding last year. And I think it'll be the same again on Sunday.
We will wait and see what becomes of the 1,000 guineas on Sunday. But as we mentioned, it's the 2,000 guineas. And you mentioned Aidan O'Brien there. His charge leads the way. Air Force Blue is the favourite in this one. There's 13 at the moment to go in the 2,000 guineas. So we're going to have a little look at this one. Where would you be looking?
Well, you've got to look at Air Force Blue, obviously. Should have, I think, been unbeaten at two. Just greenness cost him against Berrettini. He had about four or five runs when he met in the Coventry at Royal Ascot back in June. But after that, it was one-way sailing in Group 1 company as he won three consecutive Group 1s. And he proved he had an easy ground when he won at the Curra, beating Herald of Dawn by three lengths. That was a good effort. And then he destroyed the field in the Dewhurst at Newmarket in October. He's the only one that you can really consider on two-year-old form. Massat was 3.5 lengths behind him in the Dewhurst. No real reason to see why that would change now. And he's going to be very, very sure odds on. Favourite for a guineas is never easy because you never quite know how they trained on from two to three, but realistically he's going to be very hard to beat. The only eye-catching thing, I suppose, is the fact he's got a tongue tie on for the first time. He never had it in any of his five starts last year, so where he's just made a slight noise perhaps at home this year or something, which could be a slight question mark in the easy ground. That would be my only worry, but I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat. With the ground as it is, stormy at Antarctic can't be ignored because he was very impressive when he won the Craven in that thunderstorm, and he was very keen early on, so that was a really good effort. I think he's been underestimated because his best effort last year was in France in a Group 1 when he was narrowly denied by Johannes Vermeer. He loves easy ground, and that's going to be a question mark against all these horses because generally they're racing on a much sounder surface, so he will handle conditions, especially if we get a few more rain showers, which might well happen. And it was very impressive his winning the Craven. I'd say he won by 3.5 lengths from Foundation. The market's probably got him about right now, but I think he is the main danger to Air Force Blue. Galileo Gold, busy two-year-old season, but he needs to improve. And maybe Massat, who followed Air Force Blue home in the Dewhurst, perhaps he could be one of the bigger dangers. But overall, I'm not being very original, but I think Air Force Blue is going to be very, very hard to beat.
He won't be the only one. Fancied by many, Air Force Blue leads the way in the 2,000 guineas, which gets underway at 3:45 tomorrow at Newmarket. And the action from Newmarket doesn't stop there because there's decent racing throughout the card. We're going to look now at the 3:05 from Newmarket. It's the Jockey Club Stakes. It's a Group 2 over the mile and four. It's Class 1. And there are, at the moment, frustratingly, I suppose, for each way backers, just seven runners.
Yeah, only the seven runners, but again, it's a real competitive Group 2. And we got two near superstars of the three-year-old generation last year. Jack Hobbs, who only found Golden Horn too good until he faced soft ground at Ascot at the end of the season on Champions Weekend. And Simple First, who won the St. Ledger against the Colts. So we got two really good three-year-olds making their four-year-old debuts. And this is an interesting race because the market's really in Jack Hobbs' favour. Obviously, he showed a much higher level of form as a three-year-old with that second in the Derby before winning the Irish equivalent when Golden Horn sidestepped that version. And on that form, yes, he'd be very, very hard to beat. But he was a little bit below par when beaten at Evens by Fascinating Rock at Ascot on Champions Day. And the concern is just how soft the ground's going to be at Newmarket this weekend because, like I say, we've got a bit of rain forecast. I don't think he does as effective on that kind of surface, whereas the Beckett filly, Simple Verse, loves a bit of ease in the ground, and she progressed immensely at the back end of last season. But you know she handles that surface, and good effort beating Bondi Beach in the St. Ledger. She obviously lost the race, but got it back on appeal, and then she got the job done at Ascot against the older fillies, beating Journey by three quarters of a length. So she performed at Ascot on Champions Day, whereas a little bit disappointing was Jack Hobbs. And I think at the likely odds, I'd take a chance on Simple Verse to beat Jack Hobbs on this seasonal reappearance. Big Orange, unfortunately, haven't got the first three for each way purposes, but he'll be fit. He was second 5 weeks ago, so that was a cracking effort in Dubai. He's going to be much fitter probably than Jack Hobbs, a Simple First, which is his best chance of actually beating these two, but mile and a half, perhaps a little bit on the sharp side. Star Storm, a big improver last year. He's only rated 107, but he could be an eye-catcher for James Fanshawe. But an interesting race. I'll just take the filly Simple Verse to maintain that progress from last season.
Okay, Simple Verse, the selection then. We remain at Newmarket. We'll have a look at day five of the Punchestown Festival very shortly. But the 4.55 from Newmarket is an intriguing one. It's the Newmarket Stakes. It's listed, of course. Eight runners here over the 1 mile and 2 furlongs. Who do you fancy in this one?
Really interesting listed race. Very competitive. We've got a mixture of horses. We've got those that have confirmed themselves at the highest level, such as Simric, who was second in the Group 1 at Longchamp, beaten a short head by Ultra. Disappointed in America, but he's got that solid Group 1 form against two that have just won their maiden, Sky Kingdom and Abdon, for Willie Haggis and Sir Michael Stout respectively. And then the John Quinn horse Speed Company, who was very impressive at the Crowe meeting in a handicap. So we've got a variety of horses coming from a variety of methods, and it will be a very, very interesting race. So Kimmerick, I'm not sure if he's actually worth that mark of 1-1-2, and interesting that the connections are starting him off in the listed race, maybe just trying to get his confidence back after that trip to America, which was a little bit disappointing. But he was 25-1 when he had that Group 1 form at Longchamp, and it just remains to be seen how effective that level is, because he was only third in the Group 3 at York, back in August. So I don't know if he's worth that mark, so I'm going to take a chance on one of the unexposed ones, and I'm actually going to go for the John Quinn horse, because I was really impressed with the way he won at Newmarket for the Quinn team. Never looked likely, but absolutely took off in the closing stages over 1.25 miles, so he stayed every yard of the trip, which would be a little bit of a question mark against all of his rivals. He's the only one to have actually won over 10 furlongs, and because connections are perhaps a little bit more unfashionable than some of the big Newmarket stables, such as the Stout, Haggis, Godolphin team, you're going to get a better price. But they've booked Ryan Moore again. Ryan rode him last time, and the fact that Ryan wants to ride, that's definitely going to be a positive. I just think he could be a very, very decent individual. So Speed Company, one that might be a little bit of value in that listed race, he'll be the selection.
Speed Company, the selection for James. So that's three races looked at from Newmarket. There are plenty of other meetings, of course, throughout the day. Goodwood is on, and in the evening we have Doncaster and Hexham. But many eyes will be looking towards Punchestown for day five of the festival. There are plenty of races, and Andy Holding looks at all of them on the podcast, which you can also find on the William Hill website. We're going to focus, though, on the Mare's Champion Hurdle. It's a Grade 1. It's over the 2 miles and 2 furlongs. And no surprise, really, here to see a Willie Mullins horse leading the way.
Yeah, obviously, Lemini is going to be very, very hard to beat. Was disappointing, to be honest, at Aintree when she took on the Colts and Geldings and only finished third behind Bivou there. But that was still pretty strong form, because obviously the winner was third in the Supreme at Cheltenham. And I think she still showed a higher level of form there than when she won the Mare's Novice, which, let's face it, was a pretty low grade event by Cheltenham standards. Against the Mare's, again, she's going to have a very, very good chance, you'd think. And to be fair, Ruby Walsh gave an excuse for that run, because he was bumped and barged about in the early stage, and he just lit her up. She was a little bit too keen and never really settled. So I think at Punchestown in a small field, it would be keen to get her settled at the back of the field early and then come with a late run and probably be very, very hard to beat. Jenny's Jewel, obviously interesting, because she was second in the Grade 1 Stayers Hurdle 2 days ago before this race. Whether she runs is a question mark against her, but if she does, she could be there or thereabouts. That seemed to be an improved effort from Jenny's Jewel in that Stayers Hurdle behind One Track Mind, but realistically she still lacks the class of Lemini, I think, and we struggle to beat her even if she does make a very quick reappearance. Past the time, Neil Mulholland's runner always comes up short in these top grade races. White Out, a similar comment applies to the other Willie Mullins mare, so Lemini's going to be very, very hard to beat. Barry Geraghty's an interesting one. Slow Motion for Aidan O'Brien, you'd assume it was trained by Joseph, but this one's had couple runs in Ireland, won nicely in the Grade 2 company at Fairy House back in March, and she could be interesting, the 4-year-old who's obviously sidestepped all the big races, and this is certainly a best race to date. But Slow Motion probably the alternative to the Lemini, but I think the Mullins filly will be very hard to beat.
Okay, so that's the selection in the final race that we're going to look at today. But as I mentioned, all of Andy Holding's selections can be found on the Irish Racing Podcast, also on the William Hill website. James, thank you very much for your company.
No worries.
And good luck with all of your selections on Saturday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.